Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Live from the fabulously fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated, allegedly, island-chained nation of New Zealand in the sunny slave South Pacific, where everybody's sitting out there soaking up the rays in the middle of winter while it's very, very cold and wet. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, being the opposite of cold and wet, burned and charred. This is going to be a very, very serious show, like we normally do. My very special guest today, and unfortunately there have been some scheduling conflicts, some time zone miscommunications. So we had planned to have people call in, and she's done a lot of prep for all of that, and it turns out that it's in fact a couple of hours earlier. Which is, I can only regret the opportunity, but we'll do what we can with what we've got, as we always do. Ellie McDermott, welcome to the program.
Hello, Vinny. Thank you very sweetly for covering that. I appreciate you having us on the show. I'm wondering whether, once I've sort of answered maybe some of your questions about Fargo and Doctor and things, perhaps if I come off air and call these folk back, because I've just rung around already, so they were all thinking it was later this evening. But anyhow, I could just do that again, and they could just call right in, right there and then. You never know. And then come back on air. How does that possibly sound?
Well, that might be an idea, but specifically, I don't really know a lot about fireburndoctor.com and hence would give only inappropriate questions. Instead, what I'd like to establish is just kind of who you are first and what you kind of do, and then allow you to elaborate on just what Fireburn Doctor is.
Sure. Okay, then. Well, I'm from the UK. I used to be a nurse. Got sort of fed up with that modality of care around people, went exploring more natural ways of therapeutic interventions with folks. It led me to meet somebody doing something shockingly and extraordinary that I'd witnessed in a friend returning in just one weekend, and it floored me. It absolutely floored me. I'd never seen such shocking physical results in a person before and after. I saw her on the Friday, and I saw her again on the Monday. And it's like she'd been 5 years on a health farm, and So I leapt in inquiry to meet this person. And to cut a long story short, I've seen the works of this technology, DSNB, which stands for Distant Subliminal Neurobypassing, on hundreds of people, and indeed 700 burn cases since we went public, grassroots, with the Fireburn Doctor team to get the word out direct to the public. And they've been calling in burns, their incidents, their accidents, household, mechanical, donut shops, you name it. Every walk of life has called in, and they've all been experiencing the same result. And it's their pain is gone within minutes of talking to the clerk who calls them back right after they've logged their data. And within half an hour, they've got no pain. No matter what they were experiencing, it could have been off the scale, you know, 0 to 10, more than 10. And they're shocked out of their britches. And within hours after that, the tissue damage is visibly going down, and people are getting on with their day. They're going back to work. They're not missing work time. In fact, we've had people turned away from hospital emergency rooms that left having had severe white-hot metal hand-on contact for 30 seconds, removing a white-hot waste paper basket, metal waste paper basket from his bedroom down the stairs and out the door. He left with seared-off cooked flesh on his hands and agonizing screams at his parents. And a nurse happened to be there who knew about fibre and talked to her. By the time he gets to the other end, he is basically given a dry dressing and turned away. And the first admission nurse thought he had second to third degree. And then the duty doctor said, no, you can have a dry dressing, go home, he's fine. He was back to work in like hours. He was sick with his hands within hours. It's yummy to be part of. I can't express it, really, but there's acres of stories all over the website, fibreanddoctor.com. All people have to do is call a simple number, standard rate U.S. call. If I may give that number, it's 818-332-6445. And if you're outside the U.S., then 6001 ahead of it. And you leave basic data of name, date of birth, place of birth, or you can SMS, text, a photograph of the face of the person needing help. And don't worry about your data, because the head of our team is Dr. Joseph Watson, medical doctor practicing out of San Diego, and all data is protected under the HIPAA laws. It's protected with the utmost discretion, as is the law. So within minutes, a technician is then taking care of that person with those basic signature coordinates in the operational field of things, and that's what the people are experiencing. Even if they think it's BS with a capital B and a capital S, we've got some interesting people that were due to come on tonight. One who videoed someone's burn being taken care of before and after, a journalist, and he had to fight with the dude that whose burn it was, because he thought he was just mocking him. How dare you? This is agony, kind of thing. And then it's gone in minutes. So people get to have a little, they're flawed like I was all those years ago, and I just love people saying this. I love it.
We even had, when I first had you on, we had some reactions on the YouTube channel from one listener in particular, who I recall, who said that they had suffered third-degree burns several years ago, and the amount of pain that they'd gone through and all of that sort of stuff, and accusing Fireburn Doctor of being a fraud, not being able to believe it, and saying, how dare you? How dare you even say that this exists?
Did he call his burn in?
No. This was before he knew about Fireburn Doctor. This
really
is his first time learning.
Because, yeah, I understand. That reactions quite often have happened from severe burn victims because they didn't know about us. If you any idea how much campaigning, emailing, tens of thousands of calls, meetings, I don't know what, in Europe and America to get the word out through official channels that many people have actively been doing nonstop for 7 years, they all know about us because we've made sure that proof has been circulated in all the decision-making arenas in the public sector and in emergency services, in government, Congress. They all know. But the people don't. How come? So we just figured it can't really wait. And there are millions of burn cases out there just in America every year dying or horribly disfigured, just like this very angry chap, and he has a right to be angry. This has been available for a long time.
He's perhaps
does not need to
misdirecting.
Happen.
He's perhaps misdirecting his anger at the wrong person.
Well, if only I would have really loved that his burn were called in, and he would have had a wholly different result and they are very precise. They are not hit and miss. Call us within the first 30 minutes of the burn occurring. On the way to the hospital in the ambulance, no matter where, just get a text message through or something and call Fireburn Doctor's number, 818-332-6445. Stick it in your cell phone now so you're prepared. Anywhere you are in your life, you never know what you're going to come across, stumble across. It could be, you know, severe car fires, all sorts of horrible arenas where burns occur and that they don't know of this help.
And you or you've got a pot of boiling water on the stove and your kid comes around and flicks the handle and gets it all over himself.
Exactly, exactly right. It's commonplace. And everybody, it's kind of like a global field test because everybody knows how burns behave. We all know they hurt disproportionately. Even a little titsy burn off a, you know, off a stove or a cigarette or candle, they will hurt for days, and it's a throbbing, stinging, and they blister and weep, and, you know, you probably need ointment and da-da-da, and that's the typical course of the less severe burns. So the public can so easily test this, so easily see this for themselves, because that's not what happened. The pain stops within minutes of contact with Fireburn Doctor, their blisters are going down. Very often in first, second degree, they have nothing to show for it the following day. Gone completely, no marks. Babies just instantly stop crying. And it doesn't matter what they believe. They don't know anything about Fireburn Doctor. And, you know, people who've called in relatives, like the guy I mentioned who arrived at the other end with no pain and a dry dressing sent home. So we urge people to do their usual thing, their usual medical thing, but for goodness sake, have somebody call us too and see what happens. Very distinct from what typically happens.
And does Fireburn Doctor itself actually know how it works? How it works?
And does Fireburn Doctor himself actually know how it works?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Well, you know, there is here present a teachable technology that's an operational toolkit in the quantum field, which was theorized by Young and Einstein. It's an acknowledged quantum mechanics field of activity. Well, this term that people have coined, biomatrix hacker, is quite an apt term, and he's able to surf that quantum field, that life continuum, and locate in seconds the person needing the help just from that name signature or picture of their face. And you can even text in a picture of when they were a baby. They could be 78, pulled out of a house fire, but you've got a picture of grandma when she was a little girl. Send that. It's enough. And people do not have to understand how that is intrinsic in the mechanism of things, but it kind of proves, not kind of, it absolutely proves, we're all in one field. We're all in one unified field, and we have many names for it. There's scientific names for it, and there's spiritual names for it, but it means we're all connected in that life continuum. And this is surfing in it, and remote doing, in real terms, it's remote doing, and it's very teachable, extremely teachable, and it's also proof that we have some extraordinary immunological surge response capacity that we've been unplugged from for a very, very long time, and our bodies fix it. Basically, what's being provoked is a mechanism that exists in everybody, and it's pristine, is able to fix cuts, grow bone material, do anything you require to mend. And so it goes into this major surge in minutes and does a super job of it. And it's the body. It's plain and simple. The body did it.
Why is it burns specifically? Like, is somebody able to call up Fireburn Doctor if, say, they've got cirrhosis of the liver or something because they need to go out tonight?
Well, no. It's specifically a demonstration with burns and with real accidents, real emergencies, because it's proof of no setup. The public are as objective as you can get when they're spread all over the world, and everybody knows how burns behave. Once that's established and known everywhere and on everybody's lips and in their cell phones and stuck everywhere, the Fireburn Doctor number, and proof is saturated out there in the public, and I mean saturated, inarguable, can't be attacked, can't be slandered anymore, can't be disproved. It's solid in right in the experiential hands of the public. No better real scientist, because they're as objective as you get. Say, oh, what the heck? Why not? I'm going to call in my band.
And that's the reason why you've specifically focused on burns and emergencies of that nature, because it shows that it can't be tampered with, right?
Yes, it is proof there's no placebo. These people have nothing to do with us. They had me or somebody on a radio show or met somebody who's active in Fireburn Doctor, and they just stuck a number in their phone. And then when they burned their hand on the toaster or whatever else, they leapt to the phone and called us.
Does Fireburn Doctor charge for the service?
No, never, and it never will be. Fireburn Doctor will always be free. More than that, when this is saturated everywhere, there'll be a call step up to those who are enthusiasts who would love to learn this, because that's what people want. People say, well, I want to know how to do this, which is so cool, and there will be...
Well, are you going to have like an apprentice program at Hogwarts or something?
Well, do you know, it's much more basic and simple and, than you realize. You know the penny-dropping kind of feeling we get sometimes with some big realizing of something simple? It's kind of like that, but huge, and it confirms, well, every single one of these burn cases, Benny, have all had shocked, but in a lovely way. It was in a rush of feeling very alive and feeling extremely well, sometimes euphoric, children giggling, babies giggling, cuteness. I mean, innocently very cute, as is our template, our blueprint within us, and it's capable of amazing things. But this is a double proving in that it's also done remotely and proof of that field of operations. So it's
one of the other... One of the other parts of this field of operations, and again, I want to refer back to it, does it work on any other instances? Like, have you had an emergency where somebody's been, had an arm cut straight through or something like that, and a deep wound, and it heals back up like Wolverine?
Well,
I don't know.
Yes, is a simple answer, yes. And,
oh my God!
But firstly,
well, Ellie, I'm sorry. We're coming to break. We're coming to break now. So you probably best make a few calls, and we'll ring you back in about 4 minutes when we come back from break. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
No one like me. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Show that's all about trying to keep it bankster out there for all the old money-grubbing Wall Street types. We love you very, very much. After all, without you people shafting us all over, us talk radio show hosts wouldn't have a job. We wouldn't have anything to talk about. Everybody, we're sitting around singing Kumbaya. It'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it? Instead, we've got to... my very special guest, Ellie McDermott, on the show from FireburnDoctor.com. And of course, in the chat room, it's exploding with, tell us how you actually do it. And I also wanted to say that that's exactly how some of the YouTube commenters commented as well. So we have that similar reaction there to exactly how it's done. Now, I want to put something out there. Remote viewing has been trialed and proven to be very successful and very credible by the US government and CIA projects and things of that nature. People can see other places before other people have gotten there and predict the exact outcomes of completely unpredictable, totally random sequences of events. It is possible. There is something in our mind that can be untapped and do amazing things, not only in terms of being able to know other things, but also in terms of being able to do other things remotely. And this is what I think is a layman's term kind of version of what Fireburn Doctor does. Is that about right? I'm not sure.
Well, that's a good nose for it in the sense of that we're all interconnected. Remote seeing is a very pictorial, like a live stream event, as I understand it. But this is more intense than that, and it's provoking a template from a distance that exists in all living organisms that is the maximum homeostasis. It's the best optimal brain signal to be triggered. It sends everything into repair and everything into super surge, fix it mode, which is what the body got diverted from fixing because of all the fear and the pain and the panic in a burn. We have these rogue brain signals when we first burn ourselves that just are a shocking, fear-ridden mess of pain and fear. And even with little burns, they still provoke a primordial relationship memory with fire, and it's not so friendly to us. We're scared. Anyway, those faulty brain signals impair the body fixing itself. It means blisters break out, too much histamine flies around, too much adrenaline, all the wrong signals go around, all the wrong neurotoxins get sent out. It goes loopy in there, and chaos interferes with the body fixing itself. Simply, this is bypassed. These rogue brain signals are bypassed, and the default setting is provoked, if you like. We've all got this reboot thing, haven't we, with our computers, after all. It's kind of like that, and you know, you can send an email to your friend through the unseen ethers and it be an antiviral thing that cleans up your faulty computer signals that's messing like a virus does. In a way, that's a good analogy. But it actually, breaking it down into component parts to actually explain precisely the mechanics, I cannot do. I don't have the semantic tools to it. I'm not a physicist. I've just learned to explain something of this and seen tons of it work. And it's just proof is in the pudding, see? Proof is in the pudding.
It's like a device kind of thing. Even if you don't know how it works, if
there's
it
no
works,
device. It's a science of the unconscious mind.
No, I'm talking about an analogy here. If you have a device and you don't know how it works, but it still works, then what are you worried about? If it's still doing something good for you, it doesn't really matter how it works as long as it works. That's how people are.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, do you know how a brain surgeon sets about doing some complicated, intricate operation to remove a bullet in the pathway through the blood vessels and blah, blah, blah? I don't know that territory. You know, it's kind of like it goes into an arena which I don't have the language to explain, but suck it and see, you know, just what the heck, why not? It's free, it will always be free. The training of it will be free. Once it's saturated out there and fully known everywhere, we'll go into that phase, and the mainstream media will be kind of forced by sheer volume to run the story, and then we're in a different ballgame. And people will be saying, well, what else can it do? Well, if you think that all our maladies, all our suffering, all of our disease, everything that goes wrong with the human condition is all a product of our own self-destructive thinking, our misguided wills going off chaotically and making a mess for ourselves. And it's the same in our bodies. We make ourselves, over years, repeatedly, with that self-destructive consciousness, we interfere with our body's natural homeostatic return to harmony. And that gets impaired as we get older, and until some day we can't return to it, and that's curtains, I guess. I don't know, but it's kind of at the roots of all of our problems, really. So it's huge. It's the first in human history to be seen physically and under media and medical and scientific scrutiny. Come on, send in your burn cases and watch what happens with your people. Have an independent group of 100 people have a Fireburn Doctor in their household. Sure to be a household burn or something. Or worse, a third, fourth degree burn. We have the most horrendous burn case of a little girl from Ghana, which I don't know whether we mentioned last time. But she was called in late, 4 hours after the burn, from a house that had caught fire with her brothers and sisters in it. And hers were the worst burns. She had something like 70% of her torso and upper legs burned. and she was already in hospital, had already had the skin scraped off. Their usual interventions had happened. But still, her pain stopped, and she re-epithelized. She regrew skin with no scar tissue whatsoever. And even the pigment of her beautiful skin returned, too. That does not happen in the medical scenario, and they know it. So the test standard or the double blind is already there. The standard, the medical standard, is known. Every doctor knows what happens in burns. And this is very atypical, and we're entrusting this knowledge to the public at large.
This is not an isolated incident in the medical field by any means. Like, if you have a look at, say, vitamin C with a 75-year history of curing anything from snake bite to dengue fever to the common cold with very little equivocation about it, that's what it does. And yet no doctor knows that it works. And if you come in and say, give me high-dose intravenous vitamin C, I've got real bad life-threatening swine flu or leukemia or something, they go, no, there's no evidence.
About vitamin C, everybody knows that vitamin C boosts the immunity system, encourages the white cells to clean up and clean the lymph system. It's a wonderful vitamin. But this is the provocation of those systems without an intermediary solid thing of a pill or an intervention. There's no coaching goes on the phone. Just that data is passed. The clerk at Fireburn Doctor just says, well, what's the pain scale? And they'll say somewhere between 0 and 10. And you'll say, okay, well, just go about your day and try and take your mind off it. That's it. Period. That's it. But that's just clerking information. It gets to work within seconds behind the scene with a team of folks that have been trained in this. And the head of our team is a team member with that, and he's trained in that technology too. So, and we've seen it, you see. You know, Vinny, we've all seen it. We've all seen this stuff for years. And we are still as flabbergasted as the first day we've seen it, you know, because every human being.
Because you still don't know exactly how it works. And there's an old quote, any sufficiently advanced technology or technique would appear like magic to an unevolved person or something like that.
well, look, hey, I'm a volunteer. I give my time and energies to this because I love it. And I've seen a lot of stuff with this over the years in all kinds of health maladies. So I can, with a qualified yes, say yes, I've seen it myself. So, but it's first, let everyone know it's true. First on burns, very common, very simple to demonstrate, and anybody can test it. Anybody, whether you're James Randi or the Queen, then call in your burn. No discrimination. Burn injury will always be taken care of.
I wonder what would happen if somebody had a cardiac arrest and their heart had just stopped beating. And then you got Fireburn Doctor onto it. Have you ever been able to manage to bring people back to life?
One day. There's been 25 years, to my knowledge, probably longer, that this has been demonstrated in mainstream laboratories, institutes, universities in Europe and America. And proof has been seen by the important few then, and still it's not in the public arena. It's just a bit, it's bureaucratically clogged. I'll show that system some mercy, right? It's bureaucratically clogged, so this is free. This will never be charged for, and the multi-billion dollar burn industries do, and they can't do this. And yet they could come train in this. So simple.
And you know what's funny? You have a look at all of these poor people out there who are undergoing tens of thousands of dollars worth of reconstructive surgery, having the skin stretched off of their face and all of this other kind of horrific stuff. It's horrendously expensive as well. It's like torture. Like, you really couldn't actually get a more horrific form of torture than what the medical industry does to you if you're a burn victim.
I would concur, but that's not the opinion of Fireburn Doctor. It's a tool that they could very easily, all the emergency services, Vinny, could be using this, the firefighters, the paramedics, the burn centres, saving children out of bomb zones and exploding vehicles. You know, the applications in this needs to be seen. And it's a crime now, after 6 years, that there are people suffering the excruciating agonies of not just the burn, but the events afterwards, in just what you're describing. But they don't know about this. So please tell your people, you know, those listening, tell your people, conduct your own experiment in your little network, your community, your schools. If your kids know, do it at school. Put us to the test. Keep the number. Save a life. It has that capacity. We catch that burn in the first few minutes of it happening. Extraordinarily unmedically demonstrable events happen with that person's
eating. Absolutely. So, gentlemen, if there was ever a time where you wanted to safely set your mother-in-law on fire, it would be the time.
Well, we had some huge fun with some of the skeptics, Michael Shermer and Randy and stuff. Michael Randy just poo-pooed it from the start and said, come and test it in my laboratory. Now, think about it, Vinny. Come and test this in my laboratory. Okay, so we're going to torch some third and fourth degree people, volunteers, right? You know, they're going to volunteer to be torched and be taken care of by a fireburn doctor. And where's the accident in it? And they've been paid, so their will has been given a carrot in another direction. It's not a real accident, and you can't demonstrate this in a laboratory with burns on people. Later, there's going to be huge amounts of play in demonstrations in laboratories. All kinds of wonderful experiments can happen. But first, let people see the proof in something very uncharacteristic happening in their own injury. There's no better proof than pudding, my dear. Yeah.
Yes, and the pudding is sweet, is it not?
It's very sweet. And just spread the word. I'm asking people to spread the word. I did reach a couple of burn cases while we were off air a little minute ago, so look at your switchboard.
Well, we'll call. The call-in lines are open, so if they've been given the call-in number, they should be able to get through. And if they are listening right now, or if anybody else actually wants to call in, if they have questions for Ali about this fireburn doctor business, then give us a call in. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. So the phone lines are now open if you want to ask any questions. If this sounds like a real crazy, whizful type situation to you, that's the time to call in and ask what the frack is really going on, and at least try and get some explanation to it. You find whenever you hear something that sounds real strange and you don't believe it, you find as soon as you start actually researching it and start paying attention to it and not just ignoring it and going, oh, it just can't be true, that's when you find out something that matters. Because what do you learn if you ignore the stuff that other people claim? You don't really learn anything, do you? It's no way to live. It's no way to evolve. At least I think so anyway. But again, I could be wrong. I could be wrong about everything. Maybe Fireburn Doctor has just been around healing people's burns for 25 years for free for the money. Or something like that. There's a whole innumerable amount of stuff. Like, have you ever seen Ripley's Believe It or Not, Ali?
Say that again?
Have you ever seen Ripley's Believe It or Not, or some kind of program where it shows you two different stories and asks you to say which one of them's true or false?
No, I haven't seen that program. I haven't. I'm not a stranger. I'm a stranger to American TV, really.
Well, regardless, it was on in New Zealand. Anyway, you think about this. You would look at a whole bunch of things that people made up out of their heads, maybe put in a movie or something like that, and you put alongside it true stories of stuff that really goes on, and you get asked to decide which one's actually real and which one is false, I can guarantee you very few people would get 100% of them correct. Because there's so much that goes on in the real world that the movie people wouldn't even dream of. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com with Ali McDermott. The caller lines are open, 218-339-8525, 218-339-8525. Taking your calls after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Divided we fall. Unity, please don't desert me. We'll be right back.
on the Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and AM FM stations across America and also around the world. In the Schwarzenegger sense of the verb. My very special guest is Alison McDermott, and we have our first caller here, area code 305. Welcome to the show. What's your first name and place you're calling from?
This is Jed calling from the Dallas, Texas area.
All right, Jed in Dallas, welcome to the program, man. What's on your mind?
Well, Alison had asked me to call in. I am one that has captured this Fireburn doctor phenomenon on video. I had someone actually receive a burn on my property some time ago and had the insight to go ahead and pull my camera out and document him calling Fireburn doctor. I was completely amazed with what I saw after that.
Is this on YouTube?
This is on Fireburn's website.
Okay. If you could jump on the email or something like that at a later point and send us the link to that, that'd be great. Because that was exactly what I wanted to see, and I knew that there had to be somebody with the get up and go to just go Fireburn doctor and a camera, two important things.
No, exactly. I had met a woman that is a spokesperson for the organization sometime earlier, and the conviction in her eyes told me that she absolutely believed what she was telling me, and I took notice. It was almost a year, I guess, before something happened, but sure enough, people burned themselves, and it's an accident. You don't see it coming. It's probably the worst photography I've ever captured, but at least we got the image down. My friend Grant, who was the gentleman that received the burn, was screaming all kinds of expletives we wouldn't want to broadcast because he was in a lot of pain. You could see the blister forming on his skin where the burn had occurred. It was on his hand, and we called in to the service. He left his number. They called him back, asked him a couple of questions, and 20 minutes later, his pain went from, I believe he said, from a 9 down to like a 2. Within another 20 minutes, he was in the shop working again. He was he had been a machinist working in my shop at the time, and he went right back to work with that same hand. The next day, I saw his hand, and where I saw the skin beginning to separate to blister, the skin apparently had fused back. It healed itself. He never lost any skin.
Never lost a shred of skin.
Never lost any skin. No, I've never heard of that.
He didn't even so much contribute to the extra amount of dust on the floor from dead skin cells falling off.
No, not from what we could tell. I mean, no.
My God, a major burn like that, and not even a dustbuster is needed. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it was shocking. I had once I'd learned about this ability and the service that they provide, you know, it's free. I tested it. There were two other instances where I didn't have a camera, and friends of mine had either heard that I told them about it, or I actually was in a restaurant and an employee was burned. All three of them, Grant and these other two women, all reported back saying that within minutes the pain went away. Grant was by far the most severe burn, though.
Oh, my God. Well, Jed, thank you very much for your call, man. That's a good story. And if you can, when you go from the show today, can you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, just Google Vinnie Eastwood and click on the contact page and see if you can send me the link to that video you shot on fireburndoctor.com.
We can do that.
I'll put that up on the with the archives today.
Very good. We will do that for you.
Thanks so much for your call, Jed. You have yourself a great day, man.
And yourself. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Going to our next caller now, area code 505. You're on the air. What's your first name and place you're calling from?
I'm Charles, and I'm calling from Albuquerque.
Welcome. What's
Thank
on
you.
Your mind today?
Well, I'm calling because I was asked by Alison McDermott to call in and share with you and your audience my and my wife's experience with the Fireburn Doctor.
Well, if you'll pardon the pun, fire away. Are you there, Charles? Oh, Charles, we seem to have had a problem with the phones here. So if you quickly hang up and quickly ring back in, we've still got about 5 more minutes in the segment. So just quickly hang up and ring back in. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And I would also like to be hearing from anybody who's skeptical, as well as the people that Alison has gotten to ring in today. I think that'll be a welcome opportunity to have a debate and a discussion about this. And Charles, you are back.
I am back.
Okay, fire away.
Well, my wife was, I came home one afternoon and to find my wife with her hand under the sink with that water running and dancing around in pain. And she said she'd burned herself about 3 hours earlier. She had tried to pick up one of these curling irons that gets hot on one end, and she picked it up by the wrong end, and it was really hot, and it burned, gave her burns on about three of her fingers. And I looked at it, and they were burned pretty good. I mean, you could see they were white, and where the skin had been blanched off, and it was going to form blisters, and she was just dancing around in horrible pain, and said, "I just can't take it out from under the faucet. It just hurts so much." Well, I had heard about the Fireburn Doctor from a radio show where Alison had appeared, and I jotted the number in my telephone and thought, well, I'll give it a shot. So I called the number and gave all the requisite information, and so about 30 minutes later, after I had called, I noticed my wife was using her hand as though nothing was wrong with it, and it didn't hurt anymore. And so I looked at it, and what was going to be blisters now was not going to be blisters. And I could still see where she had been burned, but she was not responding like the normal burn would respond. So I was amazed.
See, even just a burn on the fingertips. I mean, I've had a few burns on my fingers in my childhood and stuff like that, and they just a tiny little burn will blister and ooze and hurt for like a month or something.
Well, I wondered if I was remembering things right. So I just happened to have heated something in the microwave, and I pulled it out, and the cup handle was too hot, and it burned my finger. And I thought of the Fireburn Doctor, but then I thought, well, I'm not going to call the Fireburn Doctor. I'm going to see what this blister does, and if it does what I remember them doing. Well, sure enough, over the next few days, it formed a blister, and it popped, and over the next few days, I had to keep it bandaged, and I had to keep ointment on it, and finally, after a week to 10 days, it was better. But in about 2 weeks, it looked about like my wife's fingers did the next day, cured, with a little pink area where the burn used to be.
Yeah. Well, that's it's going to be the same thing over and over again, isn't it?
Since then, you may imagine, we have utilized this service again a number of times, and so I'm convinced personally that it's efficacious, that it works. I can't say how it works. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, but there you go.
Well, you know, sometimes seeing really is believing. Charles, thank you very much for your call. We're going to go to our next caller now, 818 area code. We're running close to the break. What's your first name and place you're calling from, please?
It's Alison calling, Fireburn Doctor. Have you got me online?
Yeah, I've got you.
Hello. We got cut off earlier.
Oh, my goodness. So you've actually been cut off yourself. That's a strange one. Okay. Well, it looks like we've actually still got Charles from Albuquerque on the line there as well. So say hello, Alison.
Hello, Charles. Hi.
Hello. Oh, hi, Alison.
Thank you for coming at such short notice. It was technically my bungle. Sorry.
Oh, well. That's one on you.
Sorry.
As long as it's not on me.
Indeed.
All right, so yeah, it basically is very simple, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got your cell phone on you, or if you've got a text chat open or anything like that, put down this number, 818-332-6445. That's 818-332-6445. All right, write that one down. And if you're outside of America, 001 on front of that, 001. Kind of like 007, except it's licensed to dial.
That's right. Put it under burns in your phone and stick it to your refrigerator door and your children's backpacks and anywhere you can reach quickly in a panic. If you know, if some people memorize it, which is neat, you know?
Yeah.
I've got it.
Okay, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, so you guys can just hold on over the break there if you wish, and we'll be right back. 218-339-8525 is the number to call in, and Alison, if you want to hang up and ring a few more of your people that you wanted to ring in, now would be the time, and you can just call back in through the switchboard as well, because I've got you added as a contact there. All right, we'll be right back in about 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on the fabulously, shall we say, CIA hacked network American Freedom Radio. We have lost the call in line. We have lost Alison McDermott. Her phone is dead. So we have some interesting issues going down. And of course, when you're talking about conspiracy talk radio or stuff that the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't really want you to be talking about or whatever, it casts suspicion. But 99% of the time, it's just a little bit of an accident and a technical issue can be fixed in a few moments. For example, Alison, are you there?
Ooh. Yes, I am, Vinny, indeed.
I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy, and you can test it for yourself. And please, I invite those people who are coughing and thinking, yeah, another scam, blah, blah. Test it, because you guys are the most delightful when you're shocked out of your pants and well, it just stopped hurting. It doesn't effing hurt. We've got video footage on the fireburndoctor.com website of an engineer chap, commoner garden, hard-working guy. His hands are his tools, and he burnt his hands at the back of some engineering equipment that overheated, and he seared his hands good and proper. And he figured he was out of work for a week at least, bandaged up, and that was tools down. And we have a journalist who'd known about Fireman Doctor for some time. This all happened in his workshop. So he rushes off to get his camera out, and the guy who burned himself was effing and blinding. How effing dare you? This effing hurts, and it's all caught on camera. And then there's the footage during and after him calling it through. Jed, the journalist, nearly had to have a fight with his friend to get him to do it, because he was, like, you know, like lots of people, was like the guy in your chat room who was burned badly. He's insulted. Well, this guy was insulted. It bloody hurt, you know. So, and to hear him then going, it doesn't effing hurt, Jed. Yeah, it doesn't effing hurt. This is effing weird. Oh my God, doesn't effing hurt. It's so funny. It's live footage. It's not Hollywood. It was caught literally in a sports journalist's backyard. So, and we invite people to take pictures of their burns and before and after. It's all the more footage, proof out into the world, and encouraging people to try it themselves. So, yeah, nothing to lose. So much to gain, ridiculously. But, yeah, I hope we've got some more callers coming in too.
Well, apparently we don't just at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 218-339-8525. You've got a experience or a call in, because apparently the last time we had you on the show, there were two listeners from the show or something like that who used Fireburn Doctor?
Well, the last time I came on was very quick, and it came about through Wolf Spirit Radio, I think. And you said, you're on air this afternoon, so, and it's been a bit of a blur because there's been a flurry of political shows and Freedom Truth General shows that have hotwired this across their people and very kindly got in touch and invited or put me in touch with people who can have us on air there as well. So we're going out in ripples to more and more people, which is wonderful, wonderful. Our actual campaign is at mothers, because mothers are really the first responders. They know about when their kids burn, whether they're grown-up soldiers or little babies, and they know, and they don't have any protocols or budget restraints or blah, blah, blah. They have no permission issues. They can just pick up the phone. So these moms, we aim to have 1 million mothers every Monday until all mothers have this. And we will be in a new ball game. It'll be fun.
Well, you know, it's a game that's been played for so long, and many people have been fighting the mainstream medical establishment, or mainstream anything, really. It transcends across all things, because whatever is mainstream today, you can be guaranteed that it doesn't work very well for anybody except the current establishment. And so breaking an establishment and allowing a crack like the wall in a fortress for the truth to come through and to actually help people, it takes a long time, and so many people get discouraged. Like war, for instance, the longer a war goes on, the more terrible the consequences are for the people both fighting it or living amongst it, and it wears on you. But you set to, you kind of, I don't know, there's this human spirit thing where against all odds, against all evidence, we're capable of just staying the course and making the right thing happen. It's extraordinary.
It's incredible, Vinny. You know, we're self-healers. It's proof that we're self-healers. And there is a mechanism being shown to the public how that self-healing can be provoked. Plain and simple. And you tell me who in their right mind wouldn't want a bit of that somewhere in their life, somewhere in their troubles, somewhere in their sufferings. You know, all our sufferings come out of our own divorcing of our natural capacities and our true nature. We are suffering the consequences. And here is an antithesis to that. And it can never be used for anything harmful. It can only provoke that inherent template, which is, well, it's such a fundamental place within us. We, you know, scientists, in reductionist scientists, don't even really acknowledge it being there, but certainly the more flexible-minded Einsteins and Youngs of this world certainly comprehended that. But this is operations in it. It's not just, oh, there's the theory. This is doing in it. And who would love to learn that, you know? And all people need to do to qualify is send in burn cases. Prove that you care enough to do something solid that can impact the suffering, end the suffering of another human being for free. That will cost you maybe a press of a phone call or a few minutes on an email to your people. and you will be directly responsible for that intervention. That's mighty good karma, mighty good karma. And it's a yummy feeling to have helped in that process. When you hear about children that have been scalded with, you know, 60 liters of boiling water got off, and they were swept off to hospital, and they were in hospital 4 days. We heard of a child. Our filmmaker talks about it on fireburndoctor.com. She was in various locations at film festivals, and she heard about this baby that had been scalded just like I described. The baby was in hospital. We did not hear about it for 4 days, and we cannot guarantee the result after 30 minutes. That's why we urge, we will take care of burns up to 30 minutes, but we won't turn anyone away. But even in days afterwards, that child regrew skin, no marks, nothing. And the mother testified to the screaming, discomfort, constant, wet-eyed, crying child stopped, giggly, playing child returned. And the baby is fine, you know. The mother that rushed up to that filmmaker, she's got that little feather in her cap. She did that. You know, there's this little chain of human activity that can do wonderful things. And we can help so many millions of people and thousands of burn cases a day we are set up to take care of. So there's no national disaster that won't be coped with. Journalists could send in burn cases. They can take pictures of people's faces when they've just been dragged out of a house fire. They don't have the protocols that the fire departments and paramedics do. But journalists have license to take photographs at scenes of incidents. And they can track and follow that person to hospital and click their camera all the way. And at the incredulous doctors that admit someone who's in agony and then they're sitting up 25 minutes later supping tea. Not what they see. It's huge fun, and they will then go, oh, my goodness.
Wait a second. Yes. The burn doctors currently and the general usage of treatments, it implies a lot of cash flow. And somebody told me this the other day, you can do whatever you want in the world to do good, and they'll only start coming after you when you start messing with their money. Has anybody started from the medical establishment or any other agency started trying to take burn doctors to court saying you can't do this, it's quackery,
well,
it's illegal, etc.?
Bring it on, because this we can absolutely infallibly demonstrate what we've stated. This is also within scientific parameters. We invite all communities of experts to
Ellie, I understand that.
Yes,
however, this happens to many people, and the idea is not to discredit you or do anything, but to soak you down in court and freeze your operations for fear of penalty or having your offices ransacked. And we're basically dealing with a mafia, a criminal unit sort of thing here. And that's what I might be concerned about happening to Fireburn Doctor if it perhaps gets all of what out there.
That is very thoughtful of you, because it is controversial in that sense. It does cost about $35 million to put somebody through reconstructive surgery if they've got severe third, fourth, fifth degree tissue loss from exposure.
Did you say $34 million?
Yes, I did.
For 25
years' worth of operations. Add it all up, cost of staff, the cost of the expert surgeon, the cost of all that hospitalized care in real terms. Yes.
A real psychopathic doctor would look at a severe burn victim as a gold mine.
Well, I have personal views on this, and I don't want them reflected on Fireburn Doctor, because it's just a demonstration vehicle of a proof that's been out of our culture for too long. But my personal views, I've trod the medical wheels, and I was personally appalled by some of the things I've seen, and duly participated in it, which was the norm in so-called patient care, and then I see what they actually do to the body, you know. But that's my personal experience and my own, you know, I'm not motivated
I would really love it if you would elaborate. And Fireburn Doctor aside, just you, Ellie McDermott, standing completely apart, what have you seen?
In medical practice?
Yeah.
What have you seen? People slowly euthanized. I've seen people slowly euthanized, methodically, and organs collapsed, and then a predictable result was then achieved. I've seen people's human rights violated. I've seen people medicated to the point where they then became the part and looked like the crazy person because the medication stopped their left and right hemispheres from communicating, and then they looked like retarded people. Then they look crazy, lose all credibility and sense of their own reality. I've seen the marketplace, and I've seen the rewards for those participants in the marketplace, and I didn't want to participate in that anymore. And going off into more natural modalities was a journey in itself, and lots of blind alleys there. You know, I did the New Age claptrap. There's no proof in the New Age anything. There's none of them that can demonstrate this publicly for anybody to test there and then on the spot. Nobody is doing this work out there. Nobody. And if they do, then please send us the link to fireburndoctor@aol.com. It's unique. It's unique. There's nothing like it. And the people do have a right to know that they have this capacity and that this is here and they can see it in their own friends and loved ones. And,
kind of answered my next question, which is about how people become activists. And usually two ways. You either are born with kind of active parents and it's sort of inevitable, or you become relatively successful in the general fields of and upper echelons of society or creative or skilled jobs, and recognize that the system's really quite horrible and often suffer a bit of trauma as a result of it, and don't want that to happen to anybody else, and thus dedicate your life. It's like a responsibility gets imposed on you by your experience to a degree.
Oh yes, absolutely. And what you participated in, you know, I witnessed things that nobody should see, and nobody should be treated like. And my personal opinions of psychiatry are, you know, go to the expert and be told that your reality doesn't exist, and take this medication so you won't actually feel anything anymore, and you'll look like some kind of zombie. I was very disillusioned by both genres, but.
Well, the history of psychiatry, have you ever heard of the word bedlam?
Yes, bedlam. Yes, indeed. Sanatoriums.
And that's what it's all based on, I think, is psychiatry is back in the day locking people up in cells and just basically doing a scientific quackery version of poking an animal with a stick to see how it reacts, like a child
torturing
an animal. And
these are all the outcasts of the religions, you know, those with the devil possessed, you know, all the can't do anything with this group people were perfect fodder to experiment medically, psychiatrically with. There must be something in their minds. We don't believe what they're saying. So then they became long-term lab rats. And, you know, I've just watched people come in a crisis, forget all the labels, wash them clean of the labels, and they're just raw from something surfacing from years ago. And you know how normal that is? And healthy, in fact. And they don't have comforting, empathetic human beings around them. They have cold, analytical, medicating, forcing human beings that block them being expressing emotionally. They do it with medication. It's chemical straitjackets. But I digress. But, you know, there's systems
it matters not the digression, because conveniently we're about to digress into an advertisement break. We'll be right back after the after that.
All right, Vinny. So I ring around again.
Oh, well, no, we can keep you on the line there. There's no problem. You don't have to hang up or anything. Wait a second. You're saying you want to ring around more people to call in? Yep, go for your life. And then we'll call you back in about 3 minutes or so for the break. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 218-339-8525.
About there's something evolving. forever may come. The world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah,
to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
A new style is growing.
Broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, my very special guest, Alison McDermott from FireburnDoctor.com. We have a caller here who has just rang in. Caller, your first three letters are like 520. What's your first name and place you're calling from, please?
My first name is Kirk Phoenix.
Kurt or Kirk?
Kirk.
Kirk.
K-I-R-K. Correct.
Oh, yeah. And from Phoenix, Arizona. All right.
Correct.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I just tuned in. I was going to see if you could do a quick recap of what you're discussing. I missed all the right. First part of the show.
Well, let me break it down like this for you. Basically, have you ever heard of remote viewing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, we're talking to Alison McDermott from FireburnDoctor.com. Now, have you ever heard of remote doing?
I'm sorry, remote what?
Remote doing.
I'm still not catching the last healing?
Doing, like instead of just thinking about it, you're actually doing it.
Oh, okay. No, I had not heard about that.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, man. And the whole idea is you've got a phone number to ring in, and if you get a severe burn, it doesn't matter if it's like down to the bone or something like that, you give these people a call and your burn stops hurting really, okay, really quickly, and it starts healing, and depending on how bad it is, you can be back at work the next day.
Okay, and what's that phone number?
Let's just bring it on up here. It is 818. You got a pen and paper there, man?
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready.
I'll say 818-332-6445, and check out the website fireburndoctor.com. It's a public demonstration on burn injuries for free that anybody can test to see if it works on their burns from first right the way through to the worst kinds of burns. Please call in the first 30 minutes, and your data is protected under the HIPAA laws, and you test it and see. It doesn't matter if you believe it. You can think it's horse pucky and do it anyway on the way to the hospital. There you are, I'm not sure.
how about other healings, other problems that need to be healed? Is it just burns or?
Initially, this demonstration is burns only, but then when it's saturatedly out there and everywhere, we'll be going to then a phase two, if you like, of demonstrating other things. And laboratories will be all sorts of fun going on with scientific groups that go, oh my goodness, let's check this out, let's have some fun and see what else can be used in this restorative technology. It's a science of the unconscious mind, and it provokes a massive immunological surge that fixes the burn, and yes, a multitude of other things. But
I would like to see it fix perhaps autism or maybe mental disorders, or it would be better yet if you were a truther or something like that, and you could send in pictures of your family to help them grow a brain back.
Well, I do not know the limitations of this. I've seen some extraordinary things on people who were suffering with all kinds of ailments, from viruses to cancer to last breath, same day, scheduled to die by doctors and recuperate out of a drug-induced coma and be fine, go home from leukemia. But, you know, that's something I've seen this on a lot of things. And burns are accidents, and they're nobody in their right minds is electing such damage. They have no idea that that would happen in their bodies, and yet it does. The fear, the pain, it messes everything up. The wiring goes chaotic. And this is like a reboot. It's like a reboot, and homeostasis is provoked. And it takes minutes. And people, the only cost we ask for you to please call us and or email us and tell us what happened, your story. We've got 700 plus results now from 44 countries and 42 states here in the U.S., all consistently saying the same thing, and we want everyone to know, so we'll keep going. And we're just volunteers, by the way. Nobody's on any payroll. We've all got our own, you know, day jobs. But it's simple to run Fireburn Doctor, and it's a 24-hour response line, and get the word out, if you will.
So it's surprising how much people can accomplish nowadays with a bit of technology and a modest budget. Oh, sorry, Kirk, go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to ask if you could give me the website one more time.
Fireburndoctor.com.
Fireburndoctor.com.
Full spelling of doctor.
Okay, all righty.
And check out the
very
news page. Yeah, it's great, and thank you for your open mind. You might well be sending in a burn someday. It might be from slipping coffee where you got burnt lips. You know, you don't have to feel, oh, it's such a minor burn. It'll still show you, even with your minor burns, it'll still show you, well, it stopped in half an hour, and that was the end of it. And you went and did something else and looked later, and there's nothing there. That's a very consistent result in first-degree burns. They're the least damaged, so they disappear easiest. So,
well, it's very interesting. I appreciate you recapping for me, and I'll get off the line. And
oh, Kirk, before you go, I'd like to ask you a question, if I might.
Sure.
Yeah, how did you learn about American Freedom Radio?
I'm trying to recall, to be honest with you. I've listened to a couple other shows, and I was just bored this afternoon, so I thought, I'll see what the heck's on. And I'm interested in healing. I actually do healing myself and anything connected with it. So it definitely got my attention.
What kind of healing do you do yourself?
I do Reiki. I've done lots of different names to the healing.
I'm sorry. I don't know what Reiki is. I presume it involves leaves.
I did Reiki Master with the Usui system in the early 90s, levels 1, 2, and 3, and they can't do this. I'm sorry, it was hand slam dunk. It can be very useful in calming and assisting the situation, but causing a reversal of destructive momentums that have already physically started to kick off, and in minutes and from a distance, you don't see Reiki doing that. They can't, actually. But I don't mean that disrespectfully. I'm just being straight.
No, I'm not. Whatever works, in my book. So
amen to that. And
yeah, why?
If it fixes things that were damaged, and that's all it can ever be used for. It can provoke a restoration of ethos, which is a template within us that is our homeostasis. It's the same place that coagulates your blood when you cut yourself or knits your bone when you've broken it. Same thing, but it's a super surge. And it blasts the fear and panicky, faulty stuff out the window, kind of. It's bypassed. It's overridden. This is an explanation, but there's nothing better than seeing itself, and that is the invitation, a global worldwide demonstration.
I'm definitely going to follow up, and you most definitely have piqued my interest. So I'm glad I stumbled across this show today. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kirk. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, man. And right. And bear in mind, we have amazing guests every day, so keep tuning in around this
time. Okay, I probably will. I probably will. Thanks again. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
What a nice man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the calling number is still activated, ladies and gentlemen. The number is 218-339-8525, 218-339-8525. So you can miraculously heal anything. I was just thinking, you know how ignorance is a big problem out there? And you know how there's a heck of a lot of people on Facebook, right? And a lot of intelligent people like we are who know the truth about how the medical system runs or how the government's really not all it's cracked up to be and whatever. What if we sent in a huge flurry of all of these pictures of all of these really, really stupid people who just don't get it? And then Fireburn Doctor allows a healing process to undergo where somehow the synapses will fire and work.
Well, do you know, I hear you, and I appreciate you're thinking of the mechanisms that this can work. But it's come down to, after 6 years of efforts, tens of thousands of emails and electronic activity to get the word out, it's still come down to when you hear somebody else telling their story, when you hear somebody telling what they know, and if you've got a nose for the truth, and the nose for someone who's bullshitting, oops, did I say that on there? Whoopsie.
Yes,
you
I'm talking about specifically just for the people who have no nose whatsoever, who would deny and spite their own and cut off their own nose to spite their face, kind of thing. The people who have got no hope.
Yeah, but they can still think this is a crock. They can be dialing the number and thinking this is a crock. It does not matter what they're thinking, which is absolute proof that it's not placebo. It's not a suggestion of theory. This was stated from the get-go. This is the result. See it, please. Please see it. And it's not empirical science. It's empiricism. It's the scientific experiment demonstrated rather than theorized and pontificated over. You know, science is its own religions as well. It still starts with a guy who's had a bunch of beliefs that he'd like to test are true. We're saying it the other way around. We're stating a bunch of things categorically, and we're inviting you to test and see the proof. That's the more, like, you can't get a more solid experiment that fits scientific criteria than that. So we invite people to send in burns, and they can document what happens. It's, you know, they can call their friends in emergency services, the people they know, have a posse of people they know, and document the results. You'll be assisting something very huge, and it'll get documented anyway. The word gets out.
It does. And speaking of the word getting out, we're now having a word coming in from John Mass. You're on the air.
Hi, Vinny. How are you? I love your program. I listen to you all the time. And I'm especially interested in healing, and I've heard the Burn Doctor before. And it just came on. I didn't know the number, and all of a sudden, there it was. My question was, I believe in this totally. I do meditation. I practice healing through meditation. You know, if I don't have a long string of, successes and things like that, but I do go through the motion. What I want to know was, is this method taught, or is it teachable, or is it available for people who have power of the spirit?
Yes. The great news of that is this is a faculty inherent in everybody. We're all capable of doing this.
Yes, I know.
The Fireburn Doctor guy, the founder of this, can take some kid off the street that only an hour before was doing something really destructive, and within an hour after that can reestablish that faculty back into function, and it can affect the same results as we're getting already. It can be taught, it can be a wave going across the earth of people who, heck, this restores people, this is a life-promoting thing. It's provoking our templates is why we meditate. We want to provoke that wonderful that inner core place. This is causal. This is not symptom management of burns. Nobody's managing any symptoms. People who call in the first few minutes, they're watching the blisters go right down within the first hour. So call early. The earlier, the better. Better result. It's instant. The damage of the faulty brain signals for only a couple of minutes has done not too much trouble. But you leave it 4 hours and it's wreaked havoc. The swellings, edema, all kinds of chaos are set loose by those crazy, chaotic thinking.
It's kind of like what happens in a protest or something like that when you've got police descending on you with batons and whatever, and you start to kind of panic. That's what happens to the body when it gets burned.
Yeah, it's the last thing we need in any kind of emergency, actually, if you think about it, except for real, you know, you the human response, fight and flight, adrenaline to run away from a predator is the only level of usefulness of that fear in our responses. When it's kicking in as a panic and a fear and the pain from an injury, and then the body's ignored. The body is just so took up with the chaos, and meanwhile, it's, you know, it gets infection. It's blistered and discolored. Tissue is losing its blood supply, and it's ridiculously disproportionate.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's what we can halt. And yes, it can be taught to millions. That would be fantastic, and that would be free too.
We're coming to break soon. We have another caller on the line now, area code 315. I'm sorry, you'll have to wait until after the break. John, final words.
Hey, yes, I just want to say it's wonderful, and I believe everything you're saying, and I will look on your website to see if I can do it myself. Thank you very much.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, and that sounds like a good idea too. What about an online Fibern Doctor school, so you can just teach people all over the place for free, no what-have-yous or whatever, just how to do this in their local areas. Who knows, they might volunteer down at the local fire station or ambulance, and just as people come through the doors, just go, and, you know, just kind of like a supermarket checkout aisle. Healed, 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 healed. It'll be $5. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, at thebunnyeastwoodshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor. Smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about
Welcome
the
back.
Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know
Welcome
about
back,
the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding...
So the show that's all about making sure that people have a platform to talk about a little bit of truth that maybe the mainstream media or other forms of scumbaggery would not let them. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. 5 days a week on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 5 till 7 Central, that's 6 till 8 Eastern, and 3 till 5 Pacific. Now, the boards, Alison, you'll be delighted, have lit up like Baghdad. First caller, area code 315, what's your first name and place you're calling from?
Scott, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Welcome, Scott. What's on your mind?
I just kind of wanted to tell you about the experience I've had with them.
Go far away, man.
I've probably used them 6-7 times. I was a glass blower for 30 years, and the first time I ever used them, I had picked up a piece of glass that was probably in the fire 5 seconds before I picked it up, and just burned across my whole thumb and palm of my hand. Called them up. They are fantastic people. They call you right back. Give them the information they need. Within 2 days, you could not even tell this burn was there, and it should have been there for weeks. It was amazing. I've used them 5-6 times since then. The places I don't understand, but it's amazing.
And you must have passed it around your friends and family a bit, huh?
My grandson used it a few months ago. It was used on him. He was with my sister and burned himself, and he never had to take the pain pills that he got at the emergency room or change the dressing 2 days later like he was supposed to, because there was nothing to change.
Oh, my God. Well, Scott, man, thank you so much for your call. We've got to jump now to our next caller, area code 804. Thank you, Scott. And by the way, Scott, you're still on the line there, and you're unmuted, so it's kind of turning into a bit of a conference call, so if you feel free to jump in or whatever. But area code 804, you're on the air as well. What's your first name and place you're calling from? Area code 804, you're on the air. Seem to have had a problem with that one. Okay, we'll go to our next caller then. One of my favorites, actually, is Tom in San Antonio. You're on the air.
Hey, Benny, this is Tom in San Antonio.
Hey,
remember
man.
Me?
I do.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well.
While. I'm sorry. We're talking right over each other.
Well, tell us what you're calling in for, man, because we've got a lot of callers on the line, so we'll only be able to give you a minute or two. Okay.
First of all, I only got three of your numbers, 818. What are the rest of them, please?
Okay, yes, 332. Have you got your pen and paper there, Tom?
Yes, sir. 332.
Okay, 332.
Yes, sir.
And then 6445.
you. What? I got a bad pen. Damn.
Oh, no.
64-45.
So,
332-64-45.
That's it. Oh.
Stick it everywhere.
All right, you got that, Tom?
On the button. Well, I'll go on the website later and I'll get it because these pens are just... And I wanted to ask you a question. Now, I was a chef most of my life, and first thing would burn yourself all the time, and that was like a daily occurrence. And the first thing you do is just stick your hand in ice water, you know.
Yeah, carry on and do that.
Is that okay to do like first aid? Or put it on ice or something like that. That's not going to mess up your procedure, right?
Well, it doesn't. What we're doing, it doesn't matter. Ice is fine. But what happens when people cool really quickly is the pain stops before they get to the fridge. You can take the ice away and it stops hurting. People go get in the shower, carry on cooking, carry on building and stuff. They go right back to work, and then their skin can feel some kind of sensitiveness, but they don't call it pain. They can. This sort of slight tingly is described a lot. But they're functional
Sounds amazing. Yeah. Sounds really amazing.
Well, thank you. But it's proof of the pudding's in the eating. So test it out and tell your people. That'd be great.
Okay, we're going to have to go to our next caller now.
I definitely will.
Area code 915. Tom, thank you very much. Next caller, area code 915. You're on the air. What's your first name? Place you're calling from?
Hello, this is Mary Batham, calling from Texas.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
May I give a quick introduction to who this lady is? I'm so glad we managed to reach her. She is on tour with with To Kill a Mockingbird. She is Scout, the little girl who played opposite Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird. And she heard us on a radio show, and she's got her own personal experiences, and she's been very graciously coming and telling folk about it. So there you are, a little bit of background, Mary. Hello, and thank you for coming on. So short, I mean, literally just called her.
Yeah, this is great. I've been in meetings all day, so this was perfect that this worked out. I personally cannot say enough great things about Fireburn Doctor. I mean, this really works. And no matter what you believe, please call this number. My boss was cooking calamari, and I don't know how much you know about calamari, but when you fry it, it can spit, and it spat and got on his hand. And I don't know if any of you have had grease burns, but they tend to well up right away, and you can go into a very miserable burn that lasts for weeks. I had just met with the crew from Fireburn Doctor and had been introduced to it, and I thought, well, I'll call and just see what happens. And my boss was in excruciating pain. I mean, he was really, really hurt, and his hand, it's critical that he has use of his hands because we do art restoration on paintings. And it was his right hand that got burned. And in between the fingers, the grease had gone in between the fingers. So it was really, really kind of scary for me. And so we called Fireburn Doctor and gave them the information. They called back. And we proceeded on with dinner and watched a film and forgot completely about the hand. Literally, until the next day. And I said, well, did you call back to the Fireburn Doctor? And he was like, oh, I forgot, you know. And there was no sign of the burn. It was gone. And by all rights, it should have turned into a third-degree burn. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. And I have, I'm a certified nursing assistant. And when I was doing training, we had to go through hospital and sort of work our way through the different units so that we could figure out where we wanted to work, what department we wanted to be in. And I had to do a stint in the fireburn section and washed out. almost immediately. I mean, I spent, you know, a few hours in there and realized I couldn't take it. I don't know if any of you have ever visited a burn unit or not, but the treatments there can be rather horrific and very extremely painful. And if you have a burn that's more than, say, the size of a quarter or a 50-cent piece, it's they usually have to skin graft on that. And with Fireburn Doctor, you know, you don't have to worry about any of that. Just call. If you've got, you know, burns over large parts of the body, you know, feel free, call 911, call the Fireburn Doctor. By the time you get to hospital, you will not have pain. It works. It just works.
Well, is it the case that sometimes before the ambulance even arrives, there's no pain?
Yes. I mean, the pain goes away, like, before you can even really get turned around from the phone call. Because
that happened quite often with some of our frequent flyers. Folk, Mary, that I've used us several times, it's like a greased passage. It happens in seconds.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. We want it that quick. We don't want it shouldn't go for a moment longer than necessary. What is necessary? You're dialing 911, have your auntie dial Fireburn Doctor.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
most
truly
people
the way to do
it. A landline to dial that 911 and a cell phone to call the Fireburn Doctor or whichever way around.
Sure.
People got Skype. There's communications technology available to do this kind of thing, people. And apparently there's like, what, a $4.99 surcharge per minute or something like that? What's that? Is they leave a message or something and then they get called back? Or?
No surcharge, RM.
No, there's no charge for this at all. There's no money involved at all. This is totally free. The Fireburn Doctor, this is something that is done. If you are at all involved with burns at any time in your life, you know how painful they can be. And I think, you know, this being able to facilitate the relief of pain just makes it.
It makes it worth it. And also the person was arguing in the thing about a $4.99 surcharge, whether or not it existed, $4.99 versus a $36 million worth of a few years of reconstructive surgery. Do the math.
There's absolutely no surcharge. It's a normal California telephone line. It's a cell phone. Cell phones aren't that cheap, it's granted, but there's no charge norm other than if you do it. Your Auntie Mabel in California is the same. And that, a few cents if you're in the US. And free for lots of people.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Alison McDermott and Mary from Texas, for calling in. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining the show. And also, if you want to join the After the Show Skype chat, we will be available at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com chat room. Just search Vinnie Eastwood chat and meet us in there, and we'll start the call in just a few minutes.